Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Wednesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on the brand new 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. When I think about what we did yesterday on the air, where we went like three straight hours on football, like no, seriously, we talked heavy NFL draft, we talked especially NFL free agency, which is really going to start next week. Franchise tag of this player, and where's this guy going to go in the draft? And we kind of sprinkled in some college football yesterday. I went home, I said, man, we did a lot of football talk. It was good. I enjoyed it. But I was like, I think we're missing something here. And I went home, I made some dinner, and I kind of felt like, all right, what TV show should I watch? You know, I've been talking sports all day. I've been talking a lot of football all day. Is there any, like, you know, TV show I can watch? Just kind of get my mind away from sports for a couple hours. And I couldn't really find anything. And I'm flipping the channels and I'm going through the different apps and I just didn't like anything. And all of a sudden, I'm looking on my phone. I'm looking at people doing updates on social media. And I said, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going doubleheader, back to back, flipping the channels. I saw the Florida Gators beat down the Alabama Crimson Tide on senior night there at the O-Dome. And at the same time, I watched the Orlando Magic just level up and beat down also the Charlotte Hornets last night on the road. It was awesome. I always say this, especially in basketball, when you have a good team and they're clicking at the right time, basketball is very exciting. The Gators, I know they lost over the weekend at South Carolina. That was a tough loss. But they really bounced back last night. They really did. 16 team in the country. Alabama's in town. Again, it's senior night. And the Gators, they put up 105 points in the victory. 105-87. They scored 60-plus points in the second half. Doing some of the research, I think it's the most points they've scored there at the O-Dome on the campus of the University of Florida there in Gainesville since, I don't know, the 1970s? It's wild. They're 21-9. They have Vandy on the road on Saturday to end the regular season. They went 14-1 at home this season. 14-1. The only game they lost was earlier this year in January when they hosted Kentucky and they lost by one or two buckets late at home. One loss at home this year. That is remarkable. And you talk about that coach, that young buck who looks like he's about 13 years old, Todd Golden, coming from San Francisco, and in year two, he's locked. He's going to the tournament, and so are the Florida Gators. They are going. Now, what seed they're going to be, that's still up for debate. Because, again, you have Vandy this weekend on the road, then you're going to Nashville for the SEC tournament. And here's what happens with Gator Nation. They're quiet, they're quiet. And then the minute they get that opening there, that sliver of hope, and they start seeing a Gator team start playing well and start dominating opponents, well, the atmosphere, the mood, it changed last night. Because I'm up late after that game, and I was like, all right, Gators look legit. They're clicking at the right time. And all the Gator fans, oh, well, we're going to Nashville next week, and we're going to go win the SEC championship. We're happy to be here. Oh, we hope we can make a run. Oh, no, we're going there. The arrogance of the Gator fans, oh, they're in full effect right now. After that win last night, another win at home, and especially another win against a ranked opponent, building that resume, building the confidence. Oh, yeah, they're ready. They're ready to go win in Nashville next week, to win the SEC tournament championship, and then once we get to the March Madness NCAA tournament, Gator Nation's ready. They're ready to make a run. They're ready to at least get to the Sweet 16. And they're buying in now. They are. And what's weird with this conversation, the transfer portal, which is a very, you know, kind of controversial comment and topic when it's, all right, do you like it? Do you not like it? Where are we going with this? It is actually helping the Gator basketball team because they brought in a lot of transfers through the portal for year two of Todd Golden, and they are playing right now. and they're helping this team win. If there wasn't the transfer portal, if there wasn't this, well, you can just transfer to us and play right away. Like if this was olden times a couple years ago where you had to, you know, you're going to transfer, well, you have to sit out a year. I don't know if the Gators are 21-9 right now. I think it'd be another rebuilding type team, and I don't think they make the tournament. But Todd Golden, he's hit the transfer portal, and it's paid off. It has. And they look like a team who's hot now and who can make damage come tournament time. That's exciting. And those fans, I don't blame them. They want to root for something. They're rooting for basketball right now. 21-9 at Vandy on Saturday. They put up 105 points last night. It's only 40 minutes of basketball. Man, they look good. They did. Now, can they do something in a couple weeks? That's my answer. Yes, no, maybe, not sure. That's the word I'm going to do. And you know why? Because I don't think anyone's great in college basketball. I think the Gators are playing well. They're clicking. That's absolutely true. I believe that. They're clicking at the right time. But this whole thing is so crazy with parity that anyone could win any of these games. Last year, we had a 16 seed beat a 1 seed. And that's now happened a couple times in the NCAA tournament over the last couple of years. 15's beaten 2. You can go on and on and on. After a while, you're going to get to the point, these aren't upsets. So you're like, well, we're playing great. Yeah, well, this other team, they also got people from the transfer portal. They're also playing well. That's why it's March Madness. It's crazy. And it blows up brackets. I like the Gators, but I'm not 100% sold on them. I'm not. And it all depends on matchups and where are you going to play at and what time are you going to play the game at. But I do know this. They just scored again on Alabama. 105 points. They'll be at Vandy. Then they get ready for Nashville. I think for them, I think you got to win Saturday. And then I got to see them win 2 games in the conference tournament next week, late. They're in Nashville. And then you could put them as high as maybe a 5 or 6. I think that's on the table now. Hey, if you win the conference tournament, maybe they're a 4 seed. All this is in front of them. But if you're a Gator fan, you got to be excited. And there hasn't been much to really cheer about for football and basketball for the last couple of years. But maybe finally, this is a chance you got to get out your orange and blue and root for this basketball team. So that's the Gators. The other one last night was the Orlando Magic. And this feels like some type of weird solar eclipse where both teams are playing well at the same time. The Magic won last night. They won big in this game where it was close in the third quarter. It was a, you know, 2-possession game, 1-possession game. It was close there in the third quarter. It was. And then all of a sudden, the Magic went crazy where things, you know, we just said this about Florida where things are clicking. No, they're really clicking for Orlando. It's one of those things where a lot of these players who've been here for a couple years, who were drafted by this organization, have gone through some rough times, going through those bumps, learning to play together. It's clicking now. They're hitting these shots they weren't hitting before. Final score, 101-89. And my favorite moment of this game, and I know there was a couple, and if you follow the Magic, you see these clips from last night where there was that dunk by Jalen Suggs, which was nasty. There's one by Mo Wagner that was nasty. Franz Wagner, the Wagner brothers, just dunking on everyone. But there was a play there in the fourth quarter where Charlotte went on kind of a 5-0 run, and they cut it to 10 points. And there's about 4 minutes to go left in the fourth quarter. And you could see the home crowd like, all right, you know what? We hit a couple more buckets. We're in this game. And you know, maybe we could steal this game back from the Magic. And Mr. Paolo Banchero, 21 years old out of Duke, he got the ball. And it's one of those things. He's 6'10". He's probably about 240 pounds. He took the ball and he started dribbling up the court like he's LeBron. He's like a point forward. He is dictating the offense. He's dribbling and he drives right to the lane. He cuts through this horrible defense by Charlotte, and he dunks it. And not only does he dunk it, he does this emphatic two-hand jam and kind of puts his feet up, And it reminded me of a Shaquille O'Neal type dunk when he played for the Magic. And it kind of just shut up that Charlotte crowd. Like, no, you're not winning tonight. We're winning this game. We're the better team. We're going to just shut you up. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. Just, no, sorry, we're closing the door. You're done. Game over. Magic win. The Magic are now 36-26. I'm going to do this right here. You see this? 36-26. I'm pounding the floor because you know why? They're legit. 10 games above 500. First time since 2012. 12 years ago. 10 games up, 500. 36-26. 10 games above 500. First time since 2012. I'm going to just keep saying that stat over and over again. I've been here since 2013. I've never seen this before. This is legit. This is awesome. They had six in double figures last night. Paolo, the all-star, led the way with 22. Man, that was awesome. Not today. And it's funny because Charlotte is a bad team. Like I like Brandon Miller, their rookie. He kind of reminds me of Paul George. I think he's going to be good. I really do. And I know LaMelo Ball's been in an all-star game, and he's injured right now. They got some pieces there, but they're not a good basketball team. And I think about over the last decade, the Magic used to be that. They used to have, all right, we got some young, you know, chip-type players here, blue-chip-type players. And, you know, maybe if they really grow and progress, maybe one day we can be good. That's what the Magic used to be. And you know what the Magic are now? They're a real team. They're right now, as of today, Wednesday, March 6, 2024, they are in the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. And you know what? If they keep playing like the way they're playing right now, with about 20 games to go left in the regular season, maybe they do better. Maybe they get the 2 seed. Maybe the 3 seed. It's all right there for the Magic, which is wild to say. Where they could have, possibly, if we get to the postseason, home court advantage in the first round of the NBA playoffs. What? That's on the board. Now, tonight they're going to be Washington on the road. But they got a very favorable type schedule the rest of the way. Can I bring this up? All right, so at Wizards, Knicks on the road on Friday, Pacers at home, Nets at home, at Raptors, Raptors at home, Hornets at home, Pelicans at home. That'll be a good game. That Pelicans team is very, very underrated. That's March 21st. Kings at home, Warriors at home, Clippers at home. Some interesting games moving forward. This can be exciting. It is. Again, it's like a solar eclipse. Where when's the last time you had a situation where the Gator basketball team is good and the Magic basketball team is good? It's like, what? But it's legit. It really is. It is legit. And you know what? I might have to go Sunday. I might have to go. 20 games to go left in the regular season. If you got a chance to go, you got to go, buddy. You do. It is awesome. It really is. And you know what? You know what we got to do? You know what we got to do? Play the damn song. I'm playing this song every day moving forward. Watch out, beware. Gonna get you. Hey! That Jalen Suggs dunk. That was awesome, too. It was like NBA Jam after a while. That is awesome. It really is. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go to break. We're going to talk some Gators. Scott Carter with FloridaGators.com, official website of the team. He was there last night in the O-Dome. Let's talk some Gators next.